Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What was it? Well, we're going to look on the main porch.
Tonight, we're going to be keeping you up to date for the next hour on the most up-to-date draft picks, as well as all other good and exciting stuff. Don't forget, tomorrow night are the weigh-ins for Uncivil War 12 at the Legend Sports Bar and Grill, located at the Howard Johnson Event Center in Springfield, Missouri. So if you're into Springfield, Missouri, and you're listening to my voice, we invite you to come out and enjoy a good evening. Got some good food. Going to get to meet some of the fighters that are fighting Saturday night at the weigh-ins. So it's just going to be all fun and good. Oh, once again, NFL draft going on tonight. And like I say, we're going to do our best up to date on the draft picks. So, if you're ready, Minnesota Vikings, I mentioned this the other day. Minnesota Vikings unveiled their new uniforms tonight. Pretty sharp looking. I mean, they really didn't change a whole bunch with the uniforms. Most notably, they kind of changed some stuff on the shoulders. So, anyways, like I say, mostly the changes are on the shoulders, kind of switch some stuff around there. The pants, And so we're pulling up the Minnesota Viking website so we can kind of take a better look at the new uniforms and give you a better idea of what they look like. They already got the new uniforms on sale. Like I say, main thing on the sleeves, the shoulder stripes on the sleeves are a little bit different. Pretty much everything else looks the same. I mean, and they kind of revamped the logo. And to get an idea of what the logo looks like, you really have to take a close look on it. Because, to be honest, it's really not that noticeable. Unless you're just a true diehard Minnesota fan, then you take a look at the uniform and just go from there. So anyway, let's jump over to the sports page. Once again, if you want to call in tonight, as always, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073 are the phone lines. If you want to call in tonight, if there's something you want to talk about, we are more than happy to have you on the air. So, as we kind of get things switched around, moved around, we don't have the email up tonight. So, won't be able to answer any emails, but the the Facebook is up and running. So if you want to look up on the Facebook, Gregory Squirrel, and we have all, we can answer all your questions and comments that you may have about tonight's show. We are going to be glad to get you on there. So, Eric Fisher was the number one draft pick by the Kansas City Chiefs. So that boy just became an instant millionaire overnight, because when you get that, when you're that number one draft pick, hey, that's it, buddy. That's the money right there. So congratulations, Eric Fisher, being the number one draft pick of the NFL draft. NFL draft picked by the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now, let's run down the opening picks so far. Eric Fisher, number one. Number two pick in the NFL draft by the Jacksonville Jaguars is Luke Jokel. I'm still digging Jacksonville's new uniforms. I mean, very, very nice use of their colors. They still kept the teal, but they brought back more of the gold, and especially on those helmets. I mean, I still cannot get over Jacksonville's new helmets, how they start out with the flat black on the front. As it fades to the back, it goes to the shiny gold, and then they still have that jaguar head on the side, so it really looks great. Miami Dolphins, they traded up. They traded with Oakland, and so with that pick, Miami, who also unveiled a new logo this week, kind of did away with the cartoon logo that I always called it. They had the little dolphin with the little football helmet on. Well, now, a lot of people don't like it. Personally, I kind of like the new logo, and they didn't change with any of the colors or anything. That's the nice thing. They didn't mess with any of the colors. Kept the same colors. Deion Jordan, offensive linebacker out of Oregon, was Miami's pick. Fourth pick in the first round by the Philadelphia Eagles picked tackle Lane Johnson, 6'7", 303 pounds out of the University of Oklahoma. Here's with the fifth pick in the first round, a really kind of make you feel good story is Ezekiel Ansah, by the Detroit Lions defensive end out of Brigham Young. Guy started out a football or a basketball player. Sorry, I got some candy in my mouth. So, and I was really impressed with his interview. You could tell that boy is just excited to be going on to the next level, being able to play football. Congratulations to him. Sixth pick in the first round, Barkevious Mingo, offensive linebacker, 6'5", 240 out of Louisiana State. Going to the Cleveland Browns. Offensive linebacker, Cleveland kind of confused everybody. They were sure that Cleveland was going to go for a cornerback, but they decided to go with an offensive outside linebacker with Barkevious Mingo. Seventh pick of the first round, Jonathan Cooper, guard out of North Carolina, 6'3", 295. That definitely helps Arizona, an upgrade to their offensive line, pull and lead block, run, and just a really good pick for Arizona. And the eighth pick out of West Virginia, Tavon Austin, wide receiver, 5'9", 171, which was a very good pick for the Rams because they're needing some more offensive weapons. Gives Sam Bradford a target they've been looking for. Kind of put him out there with Brian Quick. So, dude, don't be surprised to see him. And the Rams got traded up for that pick. They got that pick from Buffalo. So definitely made a good use of that. Ninth pick in the first round out of the Alabama. Alabama had three players in a row go. So what's that tell you about the strength of Alabama football? And the ninth pick, cornerback, 6'1", 199, D. Milliner. D. Milliner definitely going to fill a spot he's going to fill a spot for the Jets after they traded Darrell Revis to Tampa Bay. Muscular, he's good, got a good build, definitely loves to play the press man coverage. Because the guy can turn on the dime. I would even say turn on the penny. You know, that's how fast he can turn. So, also enjoys playing off the ball, and he enjoys playing zone coverage, and he definitely has the speed to stay with the receivers downfield. So, that's D. Milliner going to the Jets with the ninth pick. Going to the 10th pick, Tennessee Titans, Chance Warmick, guard, 6'3", 320, out of Alabama. By far the best guard in the draft. He can definitely dominate the opponents once he gets his hand on them. Get easy movement on inline runs. He's also good in the running game. Excellent pass blocker. Who can block a pass with ease, and he can also stop the pass rushers in their tracks. So congratulations, Chance Warmack. In the 11th round, Alabama tackle, 6'6", 335, DJ Fluker. Definitely going to fill a hole with San Diego. They released Jared Gaither in 2012, and so by far a safe pick. A big guy, light on his feet, and has the strength to be a dominant run blocker. and, you know, gets his hand and just flat eliminate him from the play. DJ, 12th pick in round number one, this Oakland Raiders dropped down with their trade with Miami up at the number three spot. So in the 12th spot, Oakland picked DJ Hayden, a quarterback, 6 foot, 192. And the surprise thing about this pick, it's another one of them kind of feel-good stories. Guy came back. Hayden is picked in the first round after nearly dying back in November because of an injury in practice. And yet here he is, first-round draft pick for the Oakland Raiders. Quick and explosive. I mean, he can change directions faster than grease lightning, and he also has great speed. So look to see good things. Hopefully, Oakland will get him some other players out there to work with him, so he's not having to tote the load. I think that's been the big problem with Oakland, is that they need to get more players out there to kind of take the burden the load or to share the load. 13th pick in the first round. This is one of the draft choices that the Jets got in their trade with the Buccaneers. Had the 13th spot, goes to New York when the trade previous. And Sheldon Richardson, defensive tackle, 6'4", 295, out of Missouri. Pick the Jets, definitely in the pass rushing department. Not only is he productive in the run, he's a ball hawk. He can chase the ball down. And his ability to break through the right line can definitely help him break up some plays. And he can play both defensive end spots, and that's really going to benefit him and the Jets' 3-4 defense. All right, going to the 14th pick in the first round. This pick, Carolina Panthers pick, star Lotalili, defensive tackle out of Utah, 6'4", 320. Definitely a good addition because they got Charles Johnson and Greg Hardy on the team last year, and he's going to give them that dominant inside player. Explosive off the ball, has great speed chasing down the ball carriers, and they're calling him the most versatile and dominant defensive tackle in the draft. So I definitely see, you know, if he gets in there, works hard, gets the playbook down, I definitely see with his addition, Carolina defense making vast improvements this upcoming season. Go to the 15th pick of the first round. Kenny Vaccaro, free safety, 6'1", 218, out of Texas. He is picked up by New Orleans, the Saints, the Hoot Saints. Once again, a good pick for New Orleans. Going to put him across on the other side with Malcolm Jenkins at one safety. You're going to put Kenny Vaccaro on the other side. And, I mean, I see the Saints defense, oh, man, becoming dangerous. Because you're going to have two safeties that excel against the run and that have great speed in the pass coverage. Vaccaro impressed the scouts with his ability to cover the slot receivers and tight ends. And, it gives the Saints a great back-end defense and versatility because now you can interchange. You know, one play they may be on this side. Next play you'll swap them and put them on the opposite sides. So good pick for New Orleans. 16th pick in the first round, Buffalo Bills. They got this in a trade from the Rams. E.J. Manuel, first quarterback pick taken into draft, 6'5", 240 out of Florida State. Definitely a bold pick. Strong arm quarterback, quick release. Definitely be able to move that ball around, especially up there in Buffalo where you have to deal with wind. Great athleticism, can run if he needs to, and can definitely the run option offense that a lot of the teams are starting to go to more in the NFL. So that's E.J. Manuel, Buffalo, with the 16th pick in the first round. We go to the 17th pick in the first round. Jarvis Jones, offensive linebacker, out of Georgia, 6'3", 241. Good pass coverage, good defense, good athleticism, willing to get up there, dock down passes. Great on the run block, able to get in there, open up some holes, and get into that backfield. And really knocked down some plays. So, you know, good pick for where'd it go? That's going to be a good pick because they were really needing some help too. Pittsburgh defense wasn't quite up to its usual last year. So Jarvis Jones definitely going to be able to help with that. 18th pick of the first round, San Francisco, in a trade with Dallas, picked up Eric Reed, free safety, 6'2", 212 out of LSU, good coverage, got great speed to keep up with the receivers, knows where the ball is at all time. Seeing him against Arkansas, definitely knows what he's doing because he's running down the field, and he's definitely not afraid to look back and pick up the ball. So that's definitely a good pick for San Francisco. Chicago, Cincinnati, Rams, Minnesota, Colts, Minnesota, Green Bay, Houston, and Dallas moved down to the 31 slot. So be anxious to see who they pick in the draft. So there we go. Once again, I got the little buzzer going. Matter of fact, I got this set up here on the second screen so we can keep track of the draft. Anxious to see who that first hog's going to go. Let's see here. Tyler Wilson, as far as the overall board, Tyler Wilson's dropped in at the 39th spot on the overall board. So it just kind of be interesting to see just exactly where we go with him. Let's see here. Let me push the refresh button, see if we got any more news on the draft. Let me scroll down here. Let's see. New York Giants pick Justin Pugh, a tackle, 6'5", 298 out of Syracuse. And really don't have much information on him right now, but definitely going younger are the Giants. They made some great moves during the offseason. And so, once again, just one of them where you're anxious to see where they go. They got some holes to fill, so they're going to fill them holes. And I said holes. Not hose, holes. So anyway, I know my accent kind of get a little going there, and it makes it a little hard to understand. But hey, but when I get done my Forrest Gump impression, hey, I get free food at Bubba Gump Shrimp Company in New York on Times Square. 347-326-9073. Oh, come on in, call in, speak something on your mind. Let's talk about the draft. If there's fill your opinions on the draft, and let's just have some fun. Let's jump back over here on the sports page, kind of go over some of the quick headlines while we're waiting on the next, while we're waiting on the next draft. Let's see, but pretty much everybody's talking about the draft. NBA playoffs are going on tonight. Let's see here. Where'd it go? We're going over here. At the end of the third quarter, Chicago 65, Brooklyn 52. And 9 minutes, 25 seconds in the second half, you got Memphis 30, Clippers 27. Definitely wanting to see that one. Let's see. Miami beat Milwaukee 104-91. I believe that gives Miami a 3-0 lead in that particular series. We've had another arrest, and we'll be going over the police blotter here in a little bit. And unfortunately, it has to do with an ex-Arkansas Razorback. Go figure. I mean, that's why he's an ex-Arkansas Razorback, because Arkansas just not going to tolerate that kind of behavior on our ball club. So let's run over to the Major League Baseball, run down the scoreboard real fast for tonight. Cardinals are on a roll. Kansas City getting things taken care of. Kansas City, 8, Detroit, 3, Pittsburgh, 6, Philly, 4, Dodgers, 3, Mets, 2, Boston, 7, Houston, 2, Yankees, 5, Toronto, 3, Washington, 8, Cincinnati, 1, Cubs, 4, Miami, 3. In the bottom of the 7th, White Sox, 5, TB, 2. In the end of the 7th, Texas, 2, Minnesota, 1. Top of the 3rd, Arizona 1, Colorado 0. Top of the 2nd, Baltimore and Oakland are scoreless, and the Angels and Seattle are scoreless. Let's see, just kind of running down. Sad news coming out of Atlanta is a former Atlanta Braves pitcher Rick Camp has passed away at the age of 60. Not a whole lot of details being released. He was home this morning at 60 years old. Let's see. Had a career 3.37 ERA and 65 starts. And definitely one of the great, great pitchers. Most remembered, I guess he's best remembered for the marathon 19-inning game against the Mets. Camp got a homer off of Tom Gorman, July 4th, 1985. New York Mets won the game 16-13. And Camp pitched because the Braves had no one left to bat except other pitchers. And so that game went until 3:55 a.m. on the next day, July 5th, and was followed by a fireworks display. There were still 8,000 fans left in the bleachers from an original crowd of 44,000. So definitely a part of history right there when you can say you pitched a 19-inning game and then still had a fireworks display for the 8,000 fans still in attendance. So once again, thoughts and prayers go out to Rick Camp and his family. Oh, NBA headlines, really not a whole lot going on there outside of the playoffs. Like I say, I gave you the Milwaukee-Miami final, 10-29 left in the fourth, Chicago 67, Brooklyn 52, Memphis 32, Clippers 27th with 7:37 remaining in the second half. All right, we had still haven't gotten any more updates on our draft coverage. Once again, the GI Ants. I won't have to find actually Chicago's was on the clock. The Giants went with Justin Pugh, as I mentioned, a tackle 6'5", 298 out of Syracuse. Chicago 20th. Went with a tackle 6'7", 311, Kyle Long out of Oregon. Waiting on the stats to come up on him to pass along to you. Cincinnati Bengals are on the clock. So we will pass that on as more information becomes available. Could Mac Brown be done at Texas? Gotta admit, Texas has not had strong teams the last couple of seasons. So, could it be Mac Brown coming to the end of that amazing run at Texas? All right, that brain trust, you know, they've announced that in 2014 they're doing away with the BCS. They're going to the playoffs, so they spent the last couple of days trying to get a real catchy name to name it. So the brain trust, powers that be, it is now known as the College Football Playoff. Duh. Thank you. Could you not come up with something more original than that? All right. So, now that they got that together, they have announced that Cowboys Stadium, of course, home of the Dallas Cowboys, will be host of the first championship game in the new postseason system. Cotton Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Chick-fil-A Bowl will be part of the six-man semifinal rotation. That came down between Cowboys Stadium and Tampa, Florida, bidding for the first playoff game, championship game. The Rose, the Orange Bowl, and the Sugar Bowls were always already part of the semifinal rotation. So the Rose and the Sugar Bowl will host the first semifinals on January 1st. The next season, the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl will host the semifinals on New Year's Eve, with the semis will be played at the Fiesta and the Chick-fil-A Bowl after the 2016 season. So there you go. I don't know if it's getting more confusing. I don't know, but we're going to run with it and see how it bounces. All right. Let me jump back over here on the draft board, see if we got any news out of Cincinnati. They were on the clock. So far, nothing out of Cincinnati. All right. Once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If there's something you want to talk about, we'll be glad to call in, give your impression of, or give me your opinion on the draft tonight. I don't want to see your impression. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Coach Bielema at Arkansas, or Bielema. Everybody's calling Arkansas the underdog. And Coach Bielema, he's embracing that role. And so they're ready for fall to come around so they can really start getting ready. And, you know, he knows they don't expect a lot of people don't expect Arkansas this first season under Coach Bielema, but he says he likes it that way, you know, so that way when we come up and we beat some of these teams that are supposed to be us, you know, he can sit back and say, well, you know, hey, it is what it is. News out of Florida, your Florida guard, Jasmine Dunker, he's been suspended since he allegedly tried to steal a scooter in January, has decided to transfer. What is it about Florida schools that you got college kids doing the dumbest things? You know, trying to steal a scooter. I mean, God. Dunker, a redshirt freshman from Boynton Beach, he was one of the top offensive line recruits in the country when he signed with Gators in 2012. Didn't play as a freshman. Was arrested on January 16th, grand theft, and he was suspended. So, anyway, there you go. So he's transferring from Florida. Don't know where he's going to end up, because you know that's not going to bode well on whatever school he looks for. Cincinnati has made their pick. Tyler Eifert, tight end, 6'6", 251 out of Notre Dame, picked by the Bengals. So that's that. We'll have some information up on him here in a second. 22nd pick in the first round, the Rams are back on the clock. News out of Happy Valley, quarterback Stephen Bench decided to transfer from Penn State. Stephen Bench, backup quarterback. Hold on a minute. Woo! Felt that coming. Definitely opens up some spots for the starting job next fall. That's going to open up a spot for a sophomore junior college transfer, Tyler Ferguson. So, definitely going to open up some stuff as they get ready to go into fall practice. Oh, let's see here. We've already had our first, apparently some ballot stuffer tampers with playoff logo contest. But it's worse. It's bad that they couldn't come up with a more original name than the college football playoff. But now they've had ballot tampering, people stuffing the ballot box for logos for this playoff series. Rose Bowl is going to celebrate its 100th game on New Year's Day in 2014 as college football's oldest bowl. To mark the occasion, they are they unveiled a new trophy for the Rose Bowl. It's just a modified version of the regular trophy. Let's see here, see if I can pull this up here. Let's take a look here. They've done a special edition. They're not really doing away with a lot of stuff. They're just kind of doing some commemorative stuff. A special logo has been created for this particular Rose Bowl game, being the 100th Rose Bowl. Let's see what we're looking for here. Well, I can't find the information. To mark the occasion, the game trophy has been modified by Tiffany to add 24 karat yellow gold vermil accents to the 21 inch tall design that includes a 3/4 size sterling silver football. So it's the same trophy, they've just added some gold to it. So I think it's going to look sharp for this 100th anniversary. They've done a special logo for the 100th anniversary of the Rose Bowl. So be looking for that in January, as they have the 100th Rose Bowl, marking it as the oldest football game in history. Do you think you really want to be a part of that fraternity? Marcus Lattimore and Kevin Ware suffer gruesome leg injuries, and Joe Theismann has been there to help. I'm sorry, I don't think that's one fraternity I don't think I want to be part of, the gruesome leg injury fraternity. I mean, you've heard me talk about it several times on this show. Marcus Lattimore, he's sitting, pointed one direction, and his leg is pointing a completely different direction. And then, of course, during the NCAA basketball tournament, you saw Kevin Ware, what happened to him. I mean, ugh. And that by far is the nastiest injury I've seen. I mean, I actually was watching the game when Lawrence Taylor took down Joe Theismann. And, I mean, Joe Theismann's leg folds up like a cheap lawn chair. And then Marcus Lattimore, they were playing Tennessee. He gets tackled. His leg gets folded up like a wet paper airplane. And now you got Kevin Ware. I mean, and the reason I put him as more gruesome above those other two is you actually saw bones sticking out of his leg. I mean, even Kevin Ware says, you know, I really didn't feel anything. I just looked down, and there's 6 inches of my femur sticking out of my leg. So that's why I kind of rate that leg injury right there above all others. 22nd pick of the NFL first round is in a trade with the Rams. The Atlanta Falcons has picked Desmond Trufant, cornerback, 6'1", 86, out of Washington. Let's go back and read some of the highlights on some of these other draft picks. We're going to start off with Justin Pugh. He was picked 19th by the Giants. A surprise pick. Blessed with good feet, flexibility, agility. He's good at sliding side to side to protect the corners against speed rushers. Not very dominating on the end line, but he does a good job making solid run blocks and he excels getting in and out of blocking in space. So, that's a quick highlight reel on Justin Pugh, picked 19th by the Giants. Kyle Long, Chicago. I'm not sure if this is a good pick by Chicago. I'll be dead honest. Because he really didn't rate high on the board. So he's quick and explosive, but he's stiff in the hips, and too often he tries to bend at the waist to make blocks. So hopefully they'll be able to get him in there, work with him. And you never know. He may completely turn it around and really turn into something. He could be one of them diamond in the roughs. 21st round, went to Cincinnati. Tyler Eifert, a tight end out of Notre Dame. Definitely a new weapon for quarterback Andy Dalton over at Cincinnati. Definitely the best tight end in the draft. Quick acceleration and top end playing speed. Gets separation in the seam. Great height, long arms, natural hands. And so, Eifert's good at adjusting to the ball to make those hard catches that would normally be dropped. So definitely a good addition to the Cincinnati Bengals. At the 23rd pick, Minnesota has picked Sharif Lloyd, defensive tackle, 6'3", 303, out of Florida. And we'll have some information on him as they get it put out. Let's where did it go? Crap. I'll pass it on here in a little bit. Golf started today, the Zurich Classic at New Orleans. Ricky Barnes, 8-under. Boo Weekly, Lucas Glover tied for second, 7-under. D.A. Points, Morgan Hoffman tied for fourth. And then you got a five-way tie at 6-under between Charles Belgian, Matt Jones, Luke Guthrie, Ernie Els, and Ricky Fowler. I watched some of the – oh, and there was an appearance by Tripod. If nobody knows who Tripod is, I believe that's his nickname. I think that's his name. Anyway, down in New Orleans, and being New Orleans, yes, there are Gators. All right, and you know, I play golf. And so I've had to put up with water, sand, hitting it into the rough, but never have I had to deal with an alligator. I mean, imagine walking to your ball, and all of a sudden, and even though he's only three-legged, here's an alligator. Only in New Orleans do you ever have to deal with a three-legged alligator. I mean, because I forget what golf course they play at, but, I mean, there's water all over the place. And so, naturally, there's alligators all over the place. And I don't know how this boy lost his leg, but they've pretty much fallen in love with the little guy. I mean, nobody picks on him. Nobody bugs him. They just kind of – some people call him Tripod. I think they got an actual nickname for him. But he's been there for the last 3-4 years, and it's inevitable that this three-legged alligator makes his appearance on the golf course during the tournament. So they just kind of scoot everybody aside, and he's kind of become the trademark of the place, and they just let him go do his things. We got a video pulled up here, and the Midians are in the studio tonight, and they're just looking at him like, whoa, dude. That kind of reminds us of Happy Gilmore. Yeah, it's crazy. Wow. Three-legged alligator. What do you think about that, boys and girls? I think I want one for Christmas. And Midians are looking at me saying, you catch it, you could have one for Christmas. Don't forget, tomorrow night we got the big weigh-ins at the Howard Johnson Event Center in Springfield, Missouri. They're going to start around 7 o'clock. So we definitely invite, if you're in Springfield, Missouri for the fights, come on in to Classic Sports Bar and Grill. Going to be some great food. And so going to have the fighters doing the official weigh-ins. I'll be there doing the introductions and everything. So, and don't forget the big fight. Uncivil War 12 presents Heroes. Once again, a portion of all the tickets purchased are going to be donated to the Wounded Warrior Project, which is great. Going to be a lot of veterans, reserve, National Guards that have gone into MMA fighting. They're going to be fighting on the card, so it's really going to be a great time, and we just highly recommend everybody come and check out that show. We got about 8 minutes left. So we want to quickly finish going over the boards for all the headlines. Dana White's talking about Fox Sports 1. Ultimate Fighter is moving to Fox Sports 1, and he said it's going to be the first event. It's going to be the best televised card they ever have ever done. Anderson Silva still has not inked his UFC contract extension. So going to be interesting to see what happens there. A Strikeforce veteran, Jason High, is going to step in to face Eric Silva, UFC on Fuel 10. So that ought to be a pretty good fight. And so that's pretty much all the headlines I see tonight. And John Jones finally admitted that Chael Sonnen has gotten inside his head. Those two got a big fight coming up, so going to be a whole bunch of fun stuff to see. Indianapolis has made their pick in the NFL draft. Let's see where to go. I just saw it. At the 24th pick, well, I thought they made a pick. Maybe they didn't. I saw that they made a pick, but then it disappeared. I'll try to verify that last pick before we get out of here. We got about 5 minutes left on the show. Once again, folks, we got about 5 minutes, 347-326-9073. If there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call in. You got about 5 minutes left. We'll throw you on real fast while I'm looking up this last draft pick. Here it is. Indianapolis coach Bjorn Werner, defensive end, 6'4", 255, out of Florida State, Minnesota, on the clock. All right, so we're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to be doing the show live from the weigh-ins tomorrow night. We'll be on same time for 1 hour. We're going to try to have some of the fighters on the show. And we're just going to have a real good time. If you're in Springfield, we invite you to come over, check it out. We're going to be at the Howard Johnson Event Center. And the name of the venue is Legend Sports Bar and Grill. It's located right there. So we just definitely invite everybody to come in and check it out. All right. We've gone as far as we can go with you on the NFL draft, everybody. You can tune in to ESPN. They're going to have it going all the way until the end. So we're going to bug on out of here. We will see everybody tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, coming to live from the Legend Sports Grill, UCW, Uncivil War 12, weigh-ins. And then, of course, we will see you Saturday night for our Civil War filled heroes. So until then, we are out of here. Thank you. Good night.